מדלף. קייפן כאורה על גבי הנר בשביל שלוי תחייס וקיירה. One is permitted to cover a nair with a ka'ore in order to prevent a ka'ore from catching on fire. Rashi says, Kaifen ka'ore shel cheres. What is the reason that Rashi says shel cheres? So the Mishneh Berurah brings down into Mereisha in Zayin. A ka'ore shel matches will be also, because you'll be mechamem the matches, and a mechamem is a matches, Chayiv Mishum Mavir. So therefore it is only permissible with a Ka'ore Shel Cheres. Al Gabi Haner Ubilvad Shelo Yechabe. So Rashi is really translating, that's what the Mishneh Berurah says, Ubilvad Shelo Yechabe means when he puts it on top of the Ner, he should make sure that there should be an airspace in between in order to ensure that the Ner will not become Niskabe. Now, what is the chiddush of this Mishneh? So Rashi says, "Va'af al pi shenoytel kli lahatzolas koire." The whole purpose of the netila is in order to rescue the koire. She'eino niteles b'shabbes, and there is a shaila in the Gemara before if a kli nitel only bishvil davar hanitel. There's a machlekes amiroi. If one is permitted to be metaltal a keili, litzayrech davar she'enay nitl. So, l'cheire, that is the chiddush of the Mishneh. Kaifen ka'ore al gabi haner, bishvil shloy techa is bekeire. That even though the tiltal ha ka'ore is litzayrech a keire, which is a davar she'enay nitl, afal pikein, it is permissible. So now Rashi says, but there's one man, the Omer, that says that this is also. Va'af al pi shenaitel kli latzolas koire she'eino nitelas b'shabes. Ha'esvinen mino l'Rab Yitzchak, da omar ein kli nitel ala davar ha'nitel. The Gemara estes kashe v'shanye b'tzorich l'mkoimoy. That the netilas ha'ka'ore l'chatchile was that he needed the place where the ka'ore was. So the iker netilas Ha keili was letzayrech davar hanitul zotzayrech mekaymoi. So that was natila beheta. And since he has the keili biyodei already, so he can put it down wherever he wants. Since the tiltal akeili was beheta, so the hilachas akeili doesn't matter. He could be meilech the keili hanimtza biyodei wherever he wants. So memele can put it over the nail. That is the first halach of the Mishnah. Val tzoya shel cotton, one is permitted to cover tzoya shel cotton with a ka'ore. Now, exactly what the chiddush of this halacha is, we'll see in the Gemara. Val akrav sheloi tishach. And the third chiddush is, one is permitted to take a ka'ore and cover an akrav with it to ensure that the akrav will not bite him. Now, this already is a chiddush in Hilchis Tzeda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Maise bo lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai baro, v'omer cheshishani loy michatos. Now let us see Rashi. Maise bo kvies keili al akrov, ba'arov mokoim, cheshishani loy michatos, kivin d'loy hoya akrov rotz achov. This was a maise that the akrov was not chasing him. So I don't know if there's a chiyuv of tzeidah. So we see from this Rashi al kaponim that the chiddush of the Tanakhama is while akrov shaloi tishach. The chiddush is even though the akrov is not chasing him, and even though there is no pikuach nefoshes involved. Afal piken, it is permissible. So poshet the Tanakhama holds like Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds a meloche shein tzricha legufe is potter avol osa. That if a person does a meloche without the tzayrech doing it, not with the tzayrech that it was done in the Mishkan. Let's see, that's Taisus pshat. They were tzad chayes in the Mishkan because they needed the chayes. Here he doesn't need the chaye, he just wants to make sure that he shouldn't get bit. Shaloi tisha. So memelo, this is a meloche she'ein tzricha legufe. which is only Osami Darabonon, and Bemokim Hezekeh, Shash Hezekeh, they were matter. That is the svar of the Tanikamet. Poshet, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that is Chaylik on the Tanikamet. That's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv. So therefore he brings a memre from Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai that is a chash Chiyav Chatos. But the Shaila is, if Rabbi Yehuda L'taymei, that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, so why did he speak so edel, Cheshishani loy mechatas? I'm afraid there's a chiyav chatas. There's zicha chiyav chatas. If he holds a meloche shein tzricha leguf is chayev, so lechay there's a vaday chiyav chatas. So the Gram Horovitz wants to say that from this Mishnah is a raya to the Shitas HaRambam. The Mephoshim have a tremendous problem with the Rambam. The Rambam mitzad echot paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that a meloche shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, va'af al pikein, the Rambam paskins that b'mokim hezeike, he paskins that it is permitted to cover an akro. The b'mokim hezeike one is permitted to be tzod a mazik. So the Mephoshim ask a kasha, how could the Rambam paskin it is permissible, the Tzaniso de Reise, he paskins amalocha shen tzricha legufe, is chay. So the Mephoshim want to say that this is better than amalocha shen tzricha legufe. If his whole, he doesn't want the animal at all, just wants not to get bitten. So this is better. This is like, considered like a misasik. This is better than a meloche shein tzricha legufa, and this, afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not also min haTorah. That's how the Mephoshim want to say. Al koponim, so the Gram Horovitz says we have a starke mekor to this from our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't sure if this svar is a svar. But al koponim, so cheshishani, it could be the zechiyev chatos, if you hold meloche shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, but he was not sure about it. So b'meilu, this is a mekayer to the Shitas HaRambam, that it is not borul, that if you hold meloche shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, that a tzod nochosh should be awesome. Zok the Gemara, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yirmiyeh bar Abe v'Rav Chonon bar Ove iklul they oven the min nishikai. They were guests by Rav Ovin. L'Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yirmiyeh bar Abe, Aisi Luhu Pelyoso. So there were three guests, and it seems there were two beds. So to the first two, he offered them beds to sit on. Rashi says, Aisi Luhu Pelyoso, Mito Isleishev Alei. L'Rav Chonon Barove, Loi Aisi Lai. He did not bring a bed to him. V'Yishivu L'Oretz, he told him he could sit on the ground, which was a very not tactful act. Ashkechei and Rav Chonon Barove was highly insulted, to put it mildly. Ashkechei masni lelebrei, so he found him, he was teaching his son, valtsoyo shel koton mipnei kot. That means he learned pshat from the Mishnah, that what the Mishnah says it is permissible to cover with a ka'or or tzoye. Val tzoye shel kotn bishvil kotn. So we'll be bnei kotn. So we'll see, he was meisef be'emeson two nekudis, which we don't have in the Mishnah. Nekuda number one, it's tzoye shel kotn. We'll see that without what it says in our Mishnah is not muchach, that it means tzoye shel kotn. That the tzoye is the tzoye that a kotn had made. And number two, he told them, why should one do this? Mipnei cotton. So Rashi says, shelo yitafeach boy v'yislachlech. That in order to prevent that the cotton should not get dirty with this tzoye, so therefore it is permissible to cover the tzoye. Omalei, so Rav Chonon told Rav Ovin, Avin shatye masni shtusa livnei.
that Avin Shatya, that's why he said such a pshat. I said the pshat stims with the one who says the pshat. Nishtoiskal. How could that be pshat in the Mishnah?
What's wrong with this pshat? Valoihi
atzma mukhenes leklovin.
It would seem that the tzaya of a cotton was a machel of klovin. So bemele, so the kasha is, so why do you have to cover the tzaya if pshat in the Mishnah would be the way you said? That the Mishnah is telling us you're permitted to cover the tzoya in order to prevent the cotton from getting dirty. If that would be pshat in the Mishnah, you don't have to cover the tzoya. It is permissible to pick up the tzoya, to sweep it away. It's not muktzah the tzoya. It is mukhin for klovim. It is not muktzah, it's a machol klovim. So that cannot be pshat in the Mishnah. V'chi teime, you'll tell me, d'loi chozi lei mei esmeil. I'll say, no, it's not so poshut, even though that is true. That soyas cotton is a machol klovim, but it's noilot. That means yesterday he didn't have this soya, so it's not minamulcham. The din is the gidrei of muktzeh is that something is only permissible to use and to be metaltal if it was mucham miboid yoy. But here this wasn't mukhan. This came about today in Shabbos. So therefore it is muktzeh. So therefore the Mishnah is to tell us a chiddush that al kaponim one is permitted to cover it. Vasanya we learned narois amoishin umayonis hanoivim. Harehein keraglei kolodo. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Rav Chanan shayakos umiskaven laknitoi l'ravov v'aloi mulchenes l'klovim v'lomali lich l'chapa iskli. Why does he have to cover it? If nu misham, he's permitted biyodayim to be mefana the tzoya. Sherei ru'uya l'taltal, it is not muktze. Ah, you'll tell me the leichos yemiyas mail shahayim neildot came in the world today. Not true. Nahareis amoishchem keraglei kolodom. If you have running rivers, so it's in hilchis tchumim, it is like keraglei kolodom. What does that mean? Like this, we have a klal that everything is kainish vise in the makim where it was. So that's what's kind of shvisa, and he can only, and from there you measure the tchum of b'chol chayfetz v'chayfetz. Nahorei samoyishchim do not have their own tchum. Keraglei kolodo. Why? Mishum demidi denayitu. Since this is something that is constantly moving, v'leikom yishvise. So there's no such thing that the betchilas knisus hayoimu was koinish vise bim koima. It is no mokim. V'af al pi shebo michutz lotchum. So even though this is coming michutz lotchum, kol odom eilichem lamokim she'ire v'loy leilach. A person can take it to where his tchum is, because this mayim was not koinish vise. Fine. This is a mai, this is a baraisa, which is telling us ilchis tchumim. Abu miyu shamina mino. But al kaponim, we see something else from this baraisa. And again, alonu. The metorim betiltu. That it is permissible to be metaltu the mayim. The zuktadare, okay, ragli kolodim. He can take it wherever he wants. Ah, gav, the me esma lehavi hani kamon. I, this water was not here yesterday. So it's not min hamulchan. But since that is the shteiger, fashteitzer, if you have a running river, so the water that'll be here tomorrow, yesterday was veveisvi. But kiven do chayu bohi. But the shteiger is that the water that was 2,000 miles away yesterday will be here today. Is daite yalayu. So he wasn't maktzedata. It's called minamuchan. And you'll ask him, what are you going to drink tomorrow from this water? Achinami. Even the urchei the cotton bohi, since it is the oirech for a cotton to make tzoya in Shabbos, is daite yalei. So we had it in zinin.
that Shabbos, if the what will be the macholim of his klovim, the tzoy of the cotton, the lechitesi, that when it'll come, yachilen ol klov. So akaponim, the Gemara says here the vial, that is the kasha and ravovim. The Gemara says that tzoyes cotton that was bobo ilom in Shabbos is not mukta. Just to be mevara this nekuda, I'd like to go over a chelik of a Tosfos of Yotes Amud Beis that Rabbi Kaveiga zeichens zu. Tosfos of Yotes Amud Beis, Tosfos is magdir why this is not called noilav and what is called noilav. Let us start the top Tosfos. Let us stop three lines from the top, the middle of the line. The imtoan beis habad mi ba'oyoy. If a person put on heavy weights on zaysim mi ba'oyoy, v'hashemen zov v'oyleches kol haShabbos, and because of this, now the shemen is running out the whole Shabbos. Is rav osar oisay shemen mishum mukta. So the shemen that's running out in Shabbos is mukta. Why? The havi noilad domo. This is called noilad. This was born. This originated in Shabbos. The machmas kaires veho ego sha'olov leho yeroi beinash moshes lachila. That means the matzev of beinash moshes with all the weights on it, it wasn't roi lachila. The constant pressure created that by Shabbos you have oil. But listen, why this is called mukta? The whole reason he put these heavy kairas on the zaysim is because he wants that the shemen should flow out. And he relied on that. So why is this called mukta? This should be called minamucha. He relied Shabbos, he's going to use the shemen for the Shabbos Suda. So Taisva says that doesn't make it Taisva Mukta. Kiven the ain mashkin boilom. But what shall he relied? The mashkin that he wants to use Shabbos, bein hashmoshes was not boilom. Is hay smiche lav midiyu. So the smiche is gomish. Vahavin noilet gomo. So this is called noilet. So this is Mukta. So now Taisva is going to bring about a few cases which are lechayra similar, but only ever the noilah. V'leidomi likdei rochayse d'shori. The aloch is a person is permitted to put up erev Shabbos im chasheicha a raw cholent, even though the food wasn't edible. And it's going to cook a whole night, and he'll have the cholent tomorrow by the suda. Half agav the bein hashmoshes lechazi lachila. There also, it wasn't, you didn't have a machol. You didn't have a machol Erev Shabbos. After cooking a whole night, you have a machol Shabbos. So Taisa says they're different. The hosam kivin da habosor bo'oilom, mahani. Oh, but the meat was here. Good, it's raw meat, but the bosor is bo'oilom. And he's saying that it's going to get cooked during the night. So that's not called noilom. Dalmenas kein menicha. As long as it's bo'oilom, so then, that's called minamuchan, even though in the matziv that it is not edible yet. But that is not called noilah. V'chein mayonis ha-noivois, kvar hein ba'ilam. Mayonis are also ba'ilam. So, nobody was 1,000 miles away. No, so what is? But that was ba'ilam, so it's minamuchan. V'chein tzoyas kotn. That's what our Gemara says. That soyas cotton is not called noilot, shahoya kvar bemeyov. Because it was already the tzoya, that the cotton is matl Shabbos, was kvar bemeyov erev Shabbos. So mamela, it's weiter called it was boilot. Mahani bohem smiche. Help smiche. אבל הוכד לחוזי בין השמושה של אכילה, ומשקה אין הבוילום, הרי נוילד גמל. So the Mela, so Taisva says Pshat in our Gemara, that the tzoye was b'me'ayim erev Shabbos. Meilu, it says b'me'ayim erev Shabbos, so b'shman knisis ha-Shabbos was b'me'ayim. So meilu, it's no what, it wasn't in front of him. So, but since he relied on it, it was somach that this will be the machal of klavo. So meilu, it's called mina muche. Agav uche, the meilu nisode is me'ayre. In Taisma says a statement that the tzoye was b'me'ayim bein ha-shmoshes. Aber mistama kumtach nachtzu, so kumtach nachtzu keseder, the nachtzoye. Everything that the cotton is matel, you're sure that it's, was min ha-be-me-ayim. So the Mrei Mesodis says, since there was tzoye b'me'ayim, whatever comes later, there's a din of kama-kama bottle, it becomes bottle. That was min ha-muchan. That which adds on could be is not min ha-muchan, but that becomes bottle. As soon as it comes in, it becomes bottle to the tzoye that was b'me'ayim. So memele, so there's so it doesn't have a din of eina min ha-muchan. That is how Tosfos differentiates between tzoye and shemen. The Rishonim ask a different kasha. The Rishonim ask a kasha. They have a different problem. They have a problem in the Gemara in Beya. The Gemara in Beya says that Beya Shenilda Beyontiv is also Neilet. It's Neilet. So say it was also the before it was also Betoichatar Negoilet. So why is it called Neilet? What is this different than Tzoye? So here the Rishonim answer the Kivet. The Gemara in Beya says as follows. That's what we say, Abeya Shenilda Beyontav is Muktzim. We are speaking about a Talnegoilis that is Oymid Legadl Beyim Veloy Leshchit. That means like this. If you have a Talnegoilis that's Oymid Lehishochet in Yontav, so it's not Muktzim. So the Talnegoilis and everything that's Kolol on the Talnegoilis is Minamuchin. He's aimed to eat this town the Goylis, and he'll shecht it, and if there'll be any bayim inside of it, he'll eat it. So the bay is called Uchla Da'afris, it's called a chelik, and a chelik of the town the Goylis, and Lamaisa, nothing is mukta. The Gemara says we're speaking about a town the Goylis, Shaymedis Legadal Bay. So Memele, so this town the Goylis is mukta. This town the Goylis is not aimed to be eaten. So Memele, so the Ramban says, even the gufa shatal negoilus asude, so the talnegoilus is mukta. He was makta datoi from the talnegoilus. So memele the beya that was in the talnegoilus is kigufa dami. So it is also mukta. He was makta the talnegoilus with everything, with whichever inside of it. So later when the beya got perish mimenu also kiven dagida begufa kigufa dami. Since Betchilas Knesis Hayoyim, this Beya was Mu'ugit to the Tanagoylas, in the Tanagoylas is Muktzeh, so Memele, so the whole Beya gets it in Muktzeh. Now it got separated from the Tanagoylas, that's called Neulet. Mashenkin over here by the Tinnik was never Muktzeh, I mean, the Yelatabim Metaltala Tinnik. So Memele, so since he was never Mesiyach Das from the Tinnik, so Memele, if in the Tinnik there's a Machel Klovim, so it's also never Messiah Dashmet. That's the Teret that the Rishonim answer on the Kashe of Beyesh and Eul de Beyontav. They ask a second Kashe. They ask a second Kashe that it's Mavur and Beye, that what happens if you have a piece of meat and you have bones? So the bones after the meat is eaten, is also muktzeh. Why? Because it's neilet. That means kozman, the bones were mechuber to the steak. So no, it's part of the steak. So melz oimid lachilas adam. After he devours the steak, so now you have a machel klovim. Now the klovim are patiently waiting for the bones. So this is called neilet. It's called neilet because aces in the middle of Yontif, it became a Machal Klovim. In the beginning of Yontif, it was a Machal Adam. After, when he ate up the meat, now it became a Machal Klovim.
So they ask, what is this different than over here? Also in the middle of the Yontav, it came a machal klovim. I mean, on the Tzoy, it came in the middle of Yontav, it became a machal klovim. Why is this not called Noilad? And this is called Noilad. So the Rishonim say, Amoyre di kechilik. He says, over there, mi ba'oid yoim, it was oimid l'tashmishay. When you ask him, what are you going to do with this piece of meat? He said, this piece of meat, I'm going to eat it. So since the whole tachlis of the meat is, he's going to eat it, and forget the bone is part of the meat, lo yoiv daitei ela lekach. So that's what it was aimed for, it was aimed to be eaten. Lo masik adaitei psoilis didei. So a person doesn't think, you know, afterwards I have a bonus, that after I eat the meat I'll have food for the dogs. He looks at the meat, that forget the meat with the bones together when it's all one entity, so forget, this is oimed lachilosi. The psoilis which will originate after his achile, that's not called minamuchim. Avol b'deloi chozi leiklal, but the tzoyed, there was no time it was roi for anyone else. Here pshat is the bones, calls one it's a chelik of the meat, pshat it's roi lachilosi. So afterwards it became a machal klovim. So we say it was muchin for the ikar tashmish, and this is a tzugi kumene tashmish, which is considered noilad. Masha'in came the tzoye, the loichozi klal, so it's ikar masik adaitei, la'azmenei lebehemtei, this already hotar and zinin, that this will be for his bein. So memele, that was Rav Chonon's kasha. How could you say pshat in the Mishnah? That the Mishnah holds that one should be mechase the tzoya of a cotton, mipnei cotton. The tzoya of a cotton don't to be mechase. It is permissible to be metalplet behed. Fine. Rav Ovin heard the criticism. He heard the kasha. Nu ve'ella heiche esnaya. Nu tell me, now how do you learn shat in the Mishnah? So he says, Eima al tzoya shel talmid goylem mipnei cotton. Speaking about tzoye of Tarnegoilim. Tzoye of Tarnegoilim is not a machal klovim. So memele, tzoye of Tarnegoilim is mukze. So memele, and we're afraid that the cotton is going to be nislachlech with this tzoye. We have a tzoye, which is mukze, and the cotton is around, and the cotton is metapeyach, and be nislachlech with the tzoye. So memele, we have a problem. So the Mishnah said that one can be mechasa the tzoye with a ka'ore. Frag the Gemara, listen, is that a poshet pshat what you're saying? If it's speaking about tzoye shel talmi goylim, v'teipik leida v'graf shel rei, that l'chayre, one should be mutter, tak it's mukze, but it's a graf shel rei. Na grav shel rei is mutter mishum kovad abriyes to take it away. So mamela, according to you, is also shver. Why do you have to bring a ka'ore to cover it? Take it out behedya. Grav shel rei is mutter to take out. V'chi tein me grav shel rei agav mone in. You say, maybe you'll tell me, no. Grav shel rei, otach apesatayich. Grav shel rei means, Graf is the keli that is miyuchet to hold rei. So memele, so graf shel rei is mutter. So it could be the lomdus is that it, all the, even though all the time, when we have a keli and a dover in the keli, we say that the keli becomes bottle to the dover that's inside. That's the lomdus of a bosses, to a dvar mukze. But by tzoye that has no cheshivas, umibnei kovet abriyes, they said, fakert, that the tzoye becomes butter to the graf. So memele, so it could be that pshat. Pshat is graf shel rei is mutter, if there's a keli with tzoye in it. So then chazal won't matter lohoitzi es a keli, because I say that the tzoye becomes butter to the keli. But here we are speaking about that there was tzoye shel talmid goylim that was not in a keli. It was all over the floor. So memele, so als the het of graf shel rei, don't have a het of graf shel rei. So memele, therefore, the Mishnah is to tell us, so we're in a predicament, and you have a cotton flying around, and the cotton is going to get this lachlach with this tzoye. So that's why you have to be mechasev, the tzoye with a kor.
That's Shabbichitay Megrav Shalreya Gavmona, and you goofa law, you can only be metaltal Grav Shalreya Pshat with the Kaili. But the Tzoy alone is also letaltal. That is not true. Vahu Achbo, there was an Achbo, the Ishtakach Bispal Mekida Ravashi, which was found in the Psalmim of Ravashi, Ba'om Alehu, and he told them this was a Grav Shalrei in the Psalmim to find a dead rat, Nikutu Bitsus Tisei Vavku, hold them by the tail and take him out. So you see, Klo, a Grav Shalrei is Muta Lahitzi Biyadayim, there's no Indian that becomes bottled to the Keili. They took it out, Bekvayde Ba'atzmai. The Chaydish Aviv says, why did you need over here a heter of Grav Shalrei? Why isn't it looking for the cats? The cats love rats. So he says, but this, there wasn't Daiti Elav. Verot Gevusta Zamazel, that this rat is going to die in Shabbos. The Tzoye, Veismedoch, that's a Machel Klom. And it's going to come. But Al Kaponim, this is doch Gevena Gevunchen Ezach, this is an Emes Enoilet. So Memele, so here the letter was als Grav Shalrei. So we're back to the Kashe. So according to Rav Chonan, it's also Shver. Why do you need a din of to be Mechase? The Rei with a Ka'ore, we can take out the Rei als Grav Shalrei. So the Gemara says, Ba'ashpe. We're speaking about an Ashpe. So what is Pshat an Ashpe? Let us see Rashi. Ve'elo, Amale Ravovin, ve'elo heichis nayu, how did you learn Pshat? Tzoye shel talni goyla, d'leichoz yiliklom. I, the Mishnah says, Tzoye shel kotten, v'shel kotten, diktoni masnisen, Shemetapeyach bo cotton. Tzoye shel cotton means a tzoye that a cotton loves to play with. That's the type of tzoye shel cotton. He enjoys it. Uvishvil a cotton o makoifin. And because, and takel, since the cotton enjoys this, so we have to cover it, that he shouldn't have such an einik Shabbos. Typically, the Grav shel reihu. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav Chonan, is also shvel. The mois, it is mois, ulapanye, so one should be permitted to take it out. Why the kaim lombe meseches beye grav shel rei mutter lo itzioi la ashpo. Vechitain me grav shel rei the mutter agav mone in that the whole letter of grav shel rei is if there is, it is in a keili. Oh, the kaim lombe mutter lo itzioi mishum derami bemone. Because it finds itself in a keli. The graf heinuk licheres osilika. Agav mone hu dishori litiltule. Because of the mone, you're permitted to be metaltal the reyos. Avo bifnei atzmei loy. Va'och elav b'mone rami. So the Gemara says it's not true. Bas palmiki b'somi. B'tzutzise. B'znovoi. Alma b'lav mone nami metaltale. A graf sholei, you're permitted to take out without any ado. So Mishani emphat the Gemara ba'ashpe. What's an ashpe? The loyromi kamayu. The whole heter of Grav Shel Rei is a heter of covered abris. That people are sitting in an area and there is a Grav Shel Rei in front of them. So as covered abris, we will matter lohoitzi the Grav Shel Rei. But here we're speaking about this tzoye shel tal negoylem is ba'ashpe. We'll see the Ashpa was Boshus Arab. The Leiromi Kamai, it's not in front of them. They're in the Chotzer. Some Emele, so we have a Loi Graf Shal Reyu. We don't have a Heter of Graf Shal Reyu because it's not staring them. So Fakel, so here I don't have a Heter, Smele, Yekoyfe Olof Ka'ore. Frek the Gemore, fine, if it's speaking about the Ashpa, so the whole time it says you should do it Mipnei Kotten, the cotton by ashpe my boy monashek, if it's in the ashpe, so 10 blocks away, so we came to cotton though. Let us see Rashi. Cotton by ashpe my boy, stam ashpe bashusarabimu, or my boy cotton hosom. What is the cotton doing there? The kamachasile bishmil cotton. The whole kisa is because of the cotton. There's no cotton over there. So Moses Bachotza. We're speaking about that the tzoy of the town of Goylem is in the chotza. Fek the Gemara Chotzer, Nami Grav Shalrei. If it's in the Chotzer, so people are there in the Chotzer.
So then again, we have a heter to take out the tzoye behedye. And for the Gemara, ba'ashpo shebechotza. So let us see Rashi. Mishani bechotza, the shchiach koton hoson. Kasal kedaitach bechotza, the lav ashpo, not in the ashpo. The kabar saves of grav shereyu, mishani ba'ashpo shebechotza. It seems it was a chiluk of the chotza that there was an ashpo there. And in this ashpe, the cotton might go to the tzoye in order to be metapeach. So in order to prevent this, so that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the one is mechasa the tzoye with a ka'ore. Now, the emesin, it is a little unclear. What is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us, we had a whole shakl of a tayyah to figure out why this tzoyah is muktzah. Fine. But now we found out that the tzoyah is muktzah. And the Mishnah is telling us, kaifen ka'ore al tzoyah shel kotten. You kaifen the ka'ore al tzoyah shel kotten, which means al tzoyah shel ta'onagel, that a kotten is mitapeyah, mipnei kotten. That is the Ivra of the Mishnah. So what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? I mean, Lulay the Mistafine, it would seem there's a machloikis or rishonim what the Mishnah is telling us. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Ches, Sif Lamed Dalet, this halacha is brought down. So it is brought down as follows. Muta lechapois aleho keli. So the Mishnah is the it's brought on Shulchan Aruch. It is permissible lechapois aleho keli. Now again, you have to know. So what is the chiddush? Why not? What's wrong with it? What's the chiddush? I mean, the chiddush is that kli nittel bishvil dover sheinei nittel. First of all, it says koyfen kor al gabi aner. So it says already. And if it's tzeirich mekoymai, so you can recognize 100 cases of kli nitl bishvil davar anitl. What is the chiddush? Muta lachape soler keli. So the Levusha Yisrod and the mechaber says kamash melon the loichayshinam shema yavoi lahaitzia. That's the chiddush. That means there's a problem over here. You have a cotton that is being attracted by the tzoye, and we want to stop this attraction. So I would think maybe shema yavoi lahaitziyom. He might come and be metaltel the tzoye behedya since he's handling everybody with the tzoye. It's kamash mulon no muta lechapes aleh okay. That's how the Levusha Yisrod learns pshat in the Mishnah and then the Mechaber. The Mechaber says muta lechapes aleh okay. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam does not mention the word muta. The Rambam in Yad HaChazaka says, koifin aleihen keili kidei shelo yeitze hakotn v'yislachlech behem. The Rambam vayistoyis, it's a halacha. And the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis says as follows. Yeish lochayv keili gzeiro Shema yichnas l'sham kotten v'yislach lechbo. The Rambam advice, it's not, he's telling me a heter. It's poshut, there's nothing wrong with it. It's telling me a halacha. You have a cotton and the cotton will be mislachlich, and then you're going to make broches, or then for zayin anoinik Shabbos. Whatever kilkel we could imagine, the Shabbos to give a god, it'll be mislachlich, for zayin shein from Shabbos, for zayin shein tishibo. So al koponim, so it seems the Mishnah is telling us a halacha. Loshen Rambam Perush Mishnah is the vice of Gorazoi. Yeshlochayv keili gzeir Hashem yikonis l'shom kotnu yislach lechbo. Like he's telling me a halacha. So either it's telling me according to Levusha Yisrod that they weren't geizer. It's telling me a heter. That's the loshen Machaba. Muta, and it's telling me a heter. They weren't geizer. Shema. He'll be metaltel the tzoy. Shema yavi lo tzion. Or according to the Rambam, it seems it's telling me anhoge that one should be kaifer shelo yislachle. Whatever it is, we have nachsach merat peretz on the Tzfas Emes. The Tzfas Emes asks a kasha. He says, according to the maskonis hagemore, he says, so the whole reason you are being kaifer, you're being metaltel the keli, is that the cotton shouldn't get dirty. So he says, so the cotton is considered a dover hanitl. So it's a kli shenitl bishvil dover hanitl. Bishloime in the first case, you have a ner, and you don't want that the koire should get burnt. So I'm being metaltal the koore for the koire. So there's a metaltal a keili bishvil dover shenitl. That was on a shtik teira, either it's mutter or it's soich mekoimai. But here I'm being metaltal the koore that the cotton shouldn't get dirty. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? It's implies by its origin. But Baruch Hashem, we have here now pshat in the Mishnah. Either according to Labusha Yisrod, it's telling me a heter, or according to the Rambam, it would be mashmet telling me a haloche, that one should do this. If you have a cotton, you have tzoye, make sure that the tzoye should not attract the cotton. Agav Ulche, I saw a very interesting haloche in Oruch HaShulchan. He brings down that this heter of Grav Shel Rei, he said, which is built on the yesod of Kovod Abriyus, they were matter. So he says, if there's a goy around or a cotton around, a godel should not take it out. You should better be mechabed the heitzor with a goy or a cotton. If they're not around and not Kovod Abriyus, a godel is also permitted to take it out. Zokti Gemara weiter. Val akrov sheloi tishoch. We heard in the Mishnah that one is permitted to cover an akrov. This is already Hilchas Tzeida, sheloi tishoch. And here we're speaking about Tzeida. Omar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, kol hamazikin neherogin b'Shabbos. All mazikin, you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. Now let us see Rashi. Kol hamazikin ha-hirgin. That means all mazikin, they have a potential that when they're mazik, they could kill. Neharogim b'Shabbos. Because al kedaitoch, afilu ein rotzin achot. Afilu they're not chasing him. Now that already is a chiddush. If they're not chasing him, even though he's a mazik b'koyach, but for pikuach nefoshes, there's no heter of b'koyach. The mice, if he's not chasing you, he's not bothering you, you don't bother him. So, Aval Pike, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, you're allowed to kill him. Kol ha-mazikim ne'erogim b'Shabbos. U'mishum, so Rashi says, the Sfira Leik, Rab Shimon. The Meloche, she'en etzricha legufa midarabon, and he da asire. I feel like killing him is also, I don't need the dead mazik, so it's ain't tzricha legufa. So it's only also me the rabbanon. V'hochel lo gozo mishum the sfir lo the stomen hirgin heim. Since these are hirgin, so me mele to get rid of a hirgin gezeichet agut ezach. So me mele, therefore it is mutter. Kol amazikin nerogin b'Shabbos. Let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says, Af al gav des nambe mas nisn val akrav shelo yoshev. I mean, shkoyach. In the Mishnah we said already that this is permissible. You're allowed to make tzedeh. You're allowed to make tzedeh, even though it's also not rotz achav. Itzach lashmin and da'arige nam isharine. Now what's the chilek between arigo or tzedeh? Both of them are from the Lamatas Malochis. The salke daitoch da asire mishum de mefarsame milse tvei mitzeit. So now Tosfos says, enoch lam, min ha-teire, there's no chiddush. But the chiddush is that the rabbonin were geizach, mein stamazoi, it looks more shabbistic to take a teller and to badek in the akrov than to go and take a gun and shoot the akrov. It's not a shabbistic zach. It's mefarsame milse tvei mitzeit. Later you can have in the sugya Rav Huna did not agree with this, because the tzeide is remela, it's not, you don't see the chilul Shabbos. But over here, you see the chilul Shabbos, so it's not permissible. But al kaponim Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Mosim Rav Yosef, we learned Abarais, chamisho nerogim b'Shabbos. Not any mazik you can kill. There are only five mazikim which you're allowed to kill on Shabbos. Ve'elu hein zvuv sheberetz Yisroel, Mitzrayim v'tziro shebeninvei, ve'akrav shebechadayo, ve'nochav sheberetz Yisroel, ve'kelev shoyte b'chol mokoyim. So the Gemara asks money. Who does this Baraisa go according to? Ilaymer Rab Yehuda. Now the Gemara understood that that's also speaking about the Einei Rotzacha. Ama Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Chayiv Oleh. So how are you allowed to kill him? El Olav Rab Shimein V'han Yehuda Shori Achinu Loi. So Koch is going according to Rab Shimein. For some reason, only these five are mutter to kill. Achini loy. So it's a kash, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That was Rabbi Yosef's kash. Omar, Rabbi Yirmiye, Oman, name alone, the homitaretzti. This whole baraisa, the authenticity of this baraisa, he wasn't too convinced there's such a baraisa. Vilma mishabeshti. Because the Baraisa did not go through the screening of Rabchi and Rabbi Shir, we'll see in Rashi. Rabbi Yosef had this Baraisa, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu wasn't a spoil from the whole Kashe. Could be it's not an authentic Baraisa. It's not Laloche. It's a Meshabeshte. So the mainly wasn't a spoil of the Kashe. Omar Rabbi Yosef, when Rabbi Yosef said, Ano mas ninalo. Listen, I brought down this Baraisa. I'm bekant with this Baraisa. Voicevnalo, and I asked the Kashe, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now let us see Rashi exactly what Rabbi Yosef had answered. Zogt Rashi, Ha'oma chayva levechi shari b'molochi gemurik she'ein rotzin acho d'leke pikuach nefesh. How could it go according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, a man, laim alone, the Rabbi Yosef, that it's the Mitaretzti. The Mishabeshti, but Rabbi Yosef, who mastni lo, kidle kamon, v'loi b'devei Rabchi v'Rabbi Yosef, this did not go through the screening of Rabchi and Rabbi Yosef, v'chol mastni se loi misnaya, v'tesefte the Rabchi v'Rabbi Yosef, ikal esfuki Mishabeshti. Could be it's fagreif, loi misvina minek. Rabbi Yosef said, "Ano tanina lo masnisa didi, v'ano eisvina bebei midrash edu Yeshua ben Levi. V'ano metaratna lo adolai tikshe, yishun eske kash. Ki omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hamazikim neherogim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that says, kol hamazikim neherogim berotzin achav kom. It's speaking about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's speaking about that they're chasing him. The pikuach nefesh, it's pikuach nefesh. V'divrei hakel, v'afilu Rabbi Yehuda. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is telling us a halach according to everyone. That if they're chasing him, you're allowed to kill them. Oho, the chamisha nerogim, she'ein rotzin acho, Rab Shimon. And this is going according to Rab Shimon. The Ritva explains, we'll see this as a machlekes arishayne, but the Baal let us learn the sugya first according to Rashi. So the Ritva explains, according to Rashi, the Teretz is, as Rabbi Yosef said, as follows. That the Baraisa that says, according to Rab Shimon, one is only permitted to kill five mazikim. So, according to Rav Shimon, so he explains as follows: Va'af al gav the leke sakonis nefoshes. By these five mazikim, there's no sakonis nefoshes. No, that one is permitted to kill them. Kidei l'salek hezek aguf yeholgu. But they're mazikim. That means when there'll be mazik, he'll get out of it alive. But the tzvetzmakol, he'll be genizik. So how are you? Why are you permitted to kill them? Even the sura derabonim, since the whole issa harige is only also mi derabonim because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe. So mamele it's mutter. V'davke hei elu sheheim muadim lahazik. These five, there's no sakonis nefoshe, but they're mu'odim lahazik. That means you're going to pass by them, if not you, someone else. They're mazikim. They're mu'odim lahazik. So memeila, so we kill them. Ve'idach minim, einam nerogim afilu l'rab shimon. But other minim, you're not allowed to kill. Elo, tzodim oisam. You want to make a tzedek?
We had already the Lomdus and Toysfus. Killing is a pisnich kein Shabbos to give you shaft. It's a ganze geratschke. So Memele, so even though in Melacha there's no difference between Seide and Dos, about the Rabbonim did not permit these five, you killed, they're not careful how to do it. You kill them, get rid of them. The Mo'odim Lahazik. Mashain Kain, all other Mazikim is Einem Nerogim Elotzodim Oison. Or we'll see later there's a heter of Derson, you step over them. That is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Tani Tane Kamei Derove Barachun. Ha'hoireg nechoshim ba'akrabim b'shabbos. Now someone told over a baraisa to Rove Barachun. If a person kills nechoshim ba'akrabim b'shabbos, and we are speaking about l'choire that they're not chasing him, ein ruach chasidim noiche heimenu. The chasidim, that means in the chasidish kreisen, he won't be accepted already b'nachas ruach. This is a Shabbos, the Kiyid, he kills the Choshim, the Akram, the Shabbos. That's, he told, this Bereise was told over to Rove. Omalei, so he told him, Ba'oisan Chasidim en Ruach HaChomim Neuche Mehem. He says, if there's such Chasidim who don't appreciate his actions, he gets a badge, he gets a Yashikoyach, he killed Mazikim, the Choshim, the Akram, he killed them, and these Chasidim don't appreciate what he did. They're snapping him. Ein ruach hachomim neichem mehem. Fakert. Rove held that. Fakert. Tova yolo broch. Now, let's just hold cheshbon. L'chayre, Rove is not like this bereise. We just had the bereise before. No such thing as nechoshim v'akrabim to kill. There's a nochash Eretz Yisrael, akrav shebechadyo, but there's no blank check of nochash v'akrabim. And here Rava says, "Ein ruach hachomim neichem," and you're allowed to kill him. So Bemeson Taisvus asks this kasha on Rashi. It's a klepsach nish. Last time I saw someone said that Rava held like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that this paraisa is not falasla. Uplige deravune. And Rove, who was this kanoi, and he held it's a gewaldike zach that this person did, if he kills the choshev akrabim in Shabbos, oplige der avune. So Rove bar avune disagreed with his father. His father held like this bereise. Ravune chozye lahu gavre de kokotel zibule. Ravune saw a person kill an akrov in Shabbos. Omalei, so he told them, shlem tinu lekula, all them are very ready. What did you killed all of them already? What did you accomplish over here? There's 20,000 like Rabbim walking around and you killed one. So what's the afketon though? So there's still a lot of mazikim. So what did you accomplish? I got rid of the mazikim by killing one akro. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi ein ruach chasidim neichemenu. Daitom shal chasidim einol mu'ureves imoy. They're not shava b'shava with him. Shein hogun b'neyem al mesho. So what he did is not appreciated. Noicha arevo. Ein misratzin b'maisa. Oma le'rova le'tana v'oysen chasidim asoynin oysay al kach. Ein ruach hachomim arevo imoem. Li'yes noicha o miyushabes b'meshe royim b'midas chasidim al olam. As all what these chasidim hold, they're asogis. V'shape rovim oyot agot kiton. The Eloi, Mazikin has to siphon Lahazik, Mishas Kaisan. If he wouldn't have done it, what now he wasn't chasing. But the Mazik is a temper. The siphon Lahazik, Mishas Kaisan. So Memele, he did a gewaldic Kizach, in Ruach Hasidim Leichemenu. But Ravunish, Lamtino, Lekula, Haraktas, Kulam, Klaim, Mahanibo, Akati Tuvike. Al me lav shapi rove. Bo de rove polig ado abu. Rove disagrees with his father. Tonu rabon. Nizdamnu loy nechoshim v'akrabim. Nizdamnu loy nechoshim v'akrabim. Holga. What if he killed them? Biyodue shenizdamnu loy lahogot. that Fakelta was Nizdamin Loyla Holga. What does it say over here? Is it Rashi? Shenizdamnu Loyla Holga. Lekach bo liyodoy. Why if he killed them? So what's pshat in this whole maise? That was Nechoshim Vakrabim came Kinegdoy and he killed them. It was Lekach bo liyodoy. Shezimin loy hamokin laabdom. The Rabbi Nishlam was Mazmin, these Nechoshim Vakrabim, that he should get rid of them. Lefisha you asidoy slahazik vigilgulus chus al yedei zakai. That's the Ashkofa that Chazal had. If we see such a Maise, Holgon, be Yoduish, and Izdamnu, Loyla Holgon. For Kelt, they wanted to be Megalgul Aschus, so all the people won't be Genizik, it's a, he was Mesav of this. Loy Holgon, what if he didn't kill them, but he didn't get Genizik either? Be Yoduish, and Izdamnu, Loy Holgon. So why did he encounter them? They were supposed to kill him. And he was Nitzel. Omar Ule, Vitaima Rabba Baba Chone, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Benishutin Boy. We are speaking about over here, Nechoshim Vakrabim who are whistling. That means when they whistle, that's no good. That means that they're on the warpath already. So Memele, so that's why if nothing happens, then it's not Soloines. Zot Rashi. Loi holgu bi yeduish and izdamnu loi lari goise. Vehera loi hakodesh boruch hu shechoto. Elo shena asoloi nes. Al kaponim, the matzev was a psashtikol kapore. Venishufen boi bechi agavne ktoni bi yeduish and izdamnu loi holgu. Nishufen kein der hanochash oise kein shrike kshuroye soinoi vikoyes. Zog de gemara vayt. Omar Rab Abe Bar Kahane, Pam Achas Nofal Echod Bebeis HaMedrash. Seems it was Shabbos, and the Nochosh came into the Beis HaMedrash. V'omad Niyusi Echod, this Niyusi was a Psayit, V'holgoy, he killed this Nochosh. Omar Rebbe, Poga Boy Ki Yoitze Boy, so Rebbe said, that this nochosh met up with a kiyotze boy. Iboyiluhu, that's all what Rebbe said. So now the Gemara tells a shayla, what is pshat in these four words of Rebbe? Poga boy kiyotze boy, the shapirovi, did Rebbe give him a want to compliment him? That what? That he's a roide, so he met another roide. He wanted to be a roide, another roide. Oiloi, or he wanted to say, Azaz of the Mesechvi a nochosh. That means he did not appreciate his actions. Let us see, Rashi, Niyusi, Al-Shem, Mekoimoi, V'Yisraeloi. De Shapirovi, De Chiyotze Boi, De Koma, Lav Lignayu. El-Anochashroi, De Nasa, Ze Chiyotze Boi. Heloi, De Chiyotze Boi, De Koma, Lignayu. So we don't know Pshat and Rebbe. Toshma. The Rab Abe, the Rei, the Rab Chie, the Rabbe, the Rab Zeire, Avi Yosfi, Akila, the Bey Rab Yana. Nofak Milsem Ibenayu, Boy Mineme Rab Yana. Ma'al Larig Nechoshem, Vakrabim Beshabbos. Omaluhu, Tzira Ani Hoirig. He said, you know, I kill a Tzira in Shabbos. Nochash Vakrav Lekoshke. He kills a Tzira, Vadigavis, and Nochash Vakrav. So Memele, so what do we see from this? That Rabbi Yana killed a tzira, Kolshke Nochash Va'akrov, so Mestome, that is the correct thing that one should do. So Memele, Mestome, when Rabbi said, Poga Boi Ki Yetze Boi, he meant it in a complimentary oifen. So the Gemara name, it's Noray, Dilme Lefi Tumoi. Maybe that what Rabbi Yana is speaking about is not to kill it, the Hedya, to kill it, Lefi Tumoi. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Roik, Dersoi, Lefi Tumoi. The Omar Rabbi Sheishes, one is permitted, Rabbi Yehuda said a person is permitted to walk over Roik, Lefi Tumoi. We'll see Klon Rashi what the Shaykh is. The Omar Rabbi Sheishes, Nochash, Dersoi, Lefi Tumoi. and is permitted to walk over and ochash lefitumai. Vamarav ktina akrav berse lefitumai. Abe ba'amarte, duhu abe ba'aminyumi. Have a maske bay the Beiresh Galusa Zuzi. He owed money to the Beiresh Galusa. Aisu kometzarule. They brought him and they were in questioning him and they were metzair him. Have a shot. This was in Shabbos. This is a Meir de Kechidish. How the Epshus is given. The Chreis, the Reish Galusa was going up to Zach, was going up to Shabbos to Kenyan. Have a shoddy roike. There was some roike spread over the floor. And it battered the Reish Galusa. Amalu Reish Galusa, I see monas chifi yalava. Bring a keli to cover it because it's Amalu hu leitz chichisu. You don't have to bring a keli. Hachi amar Rabbi Yehuda roike der se lefitumai. Rabbi Yehuda says you can walk over it. So you don't have to bring a keli. Amalu hu so the merabonono as the Talmud Chochem Shavku. That's the end of the story. Al kaponim. So the moral is, so the merabonon can get out of many difficult situations. Zot Rashi. Tzira ani hayrik b'shabes lachalos mazikin. So it seems that this is like Rav Shita. Like Rav said his mutter. So the Gemara says, like Kolshkei, Alma, if he did it, Tzire, Zavadi Yavis, Anocha Shvakav, Alma Shapi Rovit. So the Gemara says, Dilma Lefi Tumai. Loi She Yamaid Olav Yargenu Lehedye. Maybe it doesn't mean that. Elak Shu Heilach Letumai. He's walking. The nochash ay akrov befono. Ein tzorech lishomit mimenu. He doesn't have to make place for the nochash akrov. Eladerchai. He can walk, he can step over him. Eladerchai vahoyla. Ve'im meis bedrichosoi. And if he died, he doesn't step over him like a chosin steps over glass underneath the chuppah. He walks over him. Ve'im meis bedrichosoi. Yamos. So soll er sterben gesund daheim. Ayo, beloi niskaven. But he wasn't miskaven to kill him. I just wanted to walk over him. I didn't want to kill him. The dovo sheini miskaven, Rabbi Yehuda midarabonanu, ule inyin mazikin loy gozo. So all of a sudden, Rashi makes here a ganze yesod. Rashi had a problem. Because he was saying here, there's a heter of Dovo Sheinim Miskav. That's a Rashi Lom Pshat. Lefitumai means he's walking Lefitumai, and he's not mechaven to kill him, and if he kills him, it's a Dovo Sheinim Miskav. So Rashi held, no, a Dovo Sheinim Miskav is mutter, but the mom, the ganze, the Rav Sheishin says, nochash, Dovo Shav Ketine, said, Akram, Dovo Shay, good morning, we don't call that Dovo Sheinim Miskav is mutter. So Rashi wants to say that they're saying a full according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Lucheres Takibit, Rabbi Yehuda also Dovah Shein Miskav, and is also Minat Torah. So here Rashi is saying also Gevaldik Echidish, that Taisa says, before that Memal of Amid Beis, which Rashi Yuma does not say like that, that a Dovah Shein Miskav, in Shabbos Al Kapodim, it's not clear what this Rashi means. But let us say that the Kapodim Rashi holds like Taisvis that Adovish and Miskavin. Melechus Shabbos is also Midarabon, and only because it felt Melechus Mashabbos. So Memele is so in Le'inyan Mazikin like Gozer. That is the Chiddush. The Nishniko, the Ritva, wants to be Chaylik on Rashi. He wants to say, could be, he's going according to Rab Shimon. And the Chiddush is, it's not a psikiresh. That is the Chiddush of Lefi Tumai. Not a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zot Vaita Rashi, Roik Dersoi Lefi Tumai. She'ein miskaven lemareyach ulashvuyei gumeis. That means he doesn't want to smooth out the earth. The Avogav gav de memeile memareyachu kile mechaven shorim mishum Yisus. So Vaita the Zalbazach, the Dovah she'ein miskaven. Some according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be awesome, Rabbanan, and צריך מיוס, they were matter. Have a shoddy roike, or you roike mutter lefnayim b'shabes oise. Zogt toises. Berotzin achov v'divrei hakel. Perish bekunteret, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now we have to remember Harashi lo imshat the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef had asked Akasha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, kol mazikim nerogim. And Rabbi Yosef asked in the Braisa, only five mazikim. So my answer is Berotz in Achrov. So Rashi lo imshat, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is speaking about Berotz in Achrov, and the Tzatzar Pikov Mephoshet and Smutar Afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda. Peresh Bekundres, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Berotz in Achrov, Bahari Pikuach Nefesh, Ubaraisa that says is only permissible with Heimazik and Bein Rotzin, Uche Rab Shimon. The Koshe, the Imkain Tikshimach, Baraisa Lerove Barab Hunu Dishay Lag Mechoshe Bakrab and Bishabes. Isis Rove Barab Hunu was Mata Tikal Mechoshe Bakrab. Bar Koch or Bein Rotzin Ach of Meiri. He's here speaking about Ein Rotzin Ach. Liebe Rotzin Ach of Amein Ruach Hasidim Neuchem Menu. The Perish Hakunter is the Barotzin Ach of Ike Pikuach Nefesh. So we mentioned this kach. We said it could be that Rove held as Meshabeshta. Oid ben Yusin shor ragnoch esh mi boil on a shape Rove tivshit meochad lo shil Rav Shimon bein rotzin ala heibol van. So the Gemara should have been poshet from this barais. Oid koshe le ri. The lishne da no metaritzna lo mashma le barayse atzma. That Rabbi Yosef said, I brought the Baraisa, I asked the Kasha, and I'm going to fa'em for law. I'll fa'em for the Baraisa. So Baraisa, she said, and what's the Barotzu Achav? So Baraisa, he said, not that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is speaking about Barotzu Achav. Rosh and Baraisa, he said, the Baraisa is speaking about Barotzu Achav. Here the Rambam brings down that there were Gesois that were Geiris Va'anome Taritz no Lei, not law. But fa'em for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Al-Kaponim, v'nira l'ri l'forish. So the ri is an upshat. The b'raise, b'raise b'rotzin achov. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is speaking about not rotzin achov. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds yilata ki labi mazik. The b'raise is b'rotzin achov, v'divrei hakel, perish. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda moide, chamishi yishorig larig b'rotzin achov. That's a divrei hakel. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda's moide, because he's speaking about rotzin achov. The Rishonim do not like this pshat at all, because the divrei hakel, that place is a very big problem over here. The Braisa says you're allowed to kill the five mazikim. So the Gemara says it's going rotzu achov, and it will divrei hakel. You don't need rotzu achov or divrei hakel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need it. According to Rabbi Shimon, that will not say in rotzin achov, and you'll have to kill all of them. So the divrei hakel is not so gishmak. That's what Taisa say, perish. Perish, not the divrei. Afil Rabbi Yehuda moide, the chamisha shoyer lari, berotzin achov. Avol shar, also lehogim, afil rotzin achov. And this the Rishonim also ask on Taisvis, the Taisa says, Roshak l'chazach. Taisvis says, only these five mazikin if they're chasing you, you're allowed to kill them. But other mazikim that are chasing you, you're not allowed to kill them, which is also a very moiridik achidish. If you have a nochesh in chutzlo, it's chasing you, he doesn't have a passport from Eretz Yisrael, now a nochesh in Eretz Yisrael, you let him chase you, it's pikuch nefoshes. So they also don't like that what Taisvis is, this pshat on Taisvis. Uncle Pony. Taisvis says pshat as follows. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is speaking about Lei Rotzu Achav, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon, and you'll have to exterminate all mazikim. This Barais is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you're only allowed to kill five mazikim who are chasing you. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon de Shori, Shar mazikim, afilu bein rotzenach, v'avhune, v'osar besomor, v'isavik Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, does not look at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'nira l'ri, v'chein perish Rabbeinu Chananel, she'elok at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Al-Kahana Meroyd Al-Kamond, Lo Yishoru Elo Bedrisa Lefitumayim.